Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. Today, I shall attempt to shine some heavenly light on the topic that I confess has baffled me for what seems like forever. And that's the concept of heavenly realms. So let's talk about it, shall we? In our study today entitled, A Glimpse Behind the Scenes. My hope is to share not just some relief to you who are battle-weary amongst us, but give us all some serious biblically-based hope for a sustainable victory over all the challenges we face. Amen. Amen. So let's look at our main scripture today, and it's found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Thank you, O holder of the clicker. If you would, please change that slide. And up should be popping a passage. Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now this passage is known also as the armor of God, where we see different types of spiritual weapons we can use in this particular warfare. And I'm good with that. Until we get to the last two words. And this, of course, is the NIV version. It says, heavenly realms. In the NASB, it says, heavenly places. Okay, now, wait a minute. I'm okay with fighting here. I know that's what we do when we're on Earth. But are you saying I'm still going to be fighting in heaven? What? Well, take a deep breath, Linda and congregation. The simple answer is, praise God, no. No, no, no. Now I have a choice. At this point, I could launch into a chilling synopsis of all the theories that are out there about what this quote-unquote really means. And some really learned scholars have all written about this at length. But here's the deal. They're theories. You know, and I refuse to spend any more time than absolutely necessary to acknowledge what we're battling against without glorifying it. Amen? That's a fine line. So, Lord, grant me the wisdom to do this properly. So, I'm going to try something else. All right? Going to do something a little bit different. You with me? Stick with me, peeps. Let's use the Bible to explain itself. Can we do that? Yes, absolutely. And in my humble opinion, that's the best way whenever possible. Right? Because it's the Word of God. So, let us take a look. We got to back up now. We're going to go back to the Old Testament, to the book of 2 Kings. Thank you, old holder of the clicker. Please, if you would, change that slide. And up on the screen should be a passage from 2 Kings. And we're going to read from 6:15 through 17. And it's a long passage. But this is the part that I believe is important to what we're discussing today. And it reads, now when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And a servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses, chariots of fire, all around Elisha. Wow. Well, how awesome is that? How awesome is that? Okay, a little background here. This is the Old Testament prophet Elisha, who was the protege, if you will, of Elijah, who'd also already gone back to heaven. Himself in a chariot of fire went back. So Elisha's now the prophet in the land of Israel. But Elisha sort of, rubbed the king of Syria the wrong way. He angered him because he keeps helping out the king of Israel. Because, he's a prophet and he sees visions and he's sharing this information about what he's seen, all of what the Syrians are planning against the king of Israel, and he's sharing it with the king of Israel. And so this is making the king of Syria a little miffed. So he's coming after Elisha, coming for you. But lo and behold, the Lord is working behind the scenes to protect and provide for his chosen peeps. Now that's the Old Testament, but I want you to know something. That's us. That's you. That's me. We're his peeps. We still are. Lo, these many years, and the Lord is still at work. Now that's the kind of spiritual realms I'm talking about. And I truly believe that as faithful followers of Jesus Christ, we have that kind of spiritual backup also. So fear not. And I'm going to just leave you with a bonus vision for the next time you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Okay, so one last time, thank you, O holder of the clicker. Change that slide. And this is just a picture, and I'm sharing with you something that I saw in a vision, not that I'm a prophetess, but I have been taking some very high levels of vitamin D, and wow, boy, the dreams. So I had this particular dream, and I always, when I go to bed, I say, "Lord, send me a dream, a happy dream, a hopeful dream, a dream of the future, a glimpse of your glory." I just say that little prayer as I'm drifting off, and lo and behold, boy, did he answer it. Because I had a dream, I had a vision that it must have been heaven or grace, I don't know. It was a vision. But suffice to say, it was glorious. This picture doesn't do it justice. But it was a mansion. Marble floors and ceilings and pillars. And I was, it's heaven, so I don't know. But I was skating, like speed skating, boy, on that marble floor. And I used to skate with my father. My father went home to be with the Lord in 2005. And so I'm skating like a speed skater. And I look, and there's my father. There's my father standing there, smiling, so happy. And I'm just thinking, wow, there's a glimpse of his glory. Oh, boy. Wish I could do that every night. But I'm just sharing it with you just because I know what a heavy, heavy burden that so many of us are going through on a daily basis, and it never seems to let up. But suffice to say, people, I pray the Lord open our spiritual eyes, not to see what's ahead of us and what's challenging us, but to see a glimpse of His glory, of the kind of protection that He truly has surrounded us with. He did it in the Old Testament. I have no indication, Lord, that He has changed anything. And I think even better things are in store. Amen. So let's just wrap it up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the honor to share Your word, that it be an encouragement, that it lift the burdens of Your people. Because sometimes we just feel so battle weary. And yet You're there and You're waiting for us and You're saying, come on, You can do this. So I pray that we tap into that and not be so distracted or fearful of what, you know, what's right in front of our face. Could be a little frightening. I know as a nation we're struggling with that right now, with a viral outbreak. But Lord, we got to look behind the scenes. And we got to get a glimpse of Your glory and not let it go. Because You had it then, and we've got it now. And we have no indication that You're going to do anything but continue into the future. Lord, open their eyes that they may see and be comforted and be encouraged and be emboldened, Lord. And may we speak the truth in love to all that we meet. They might get a glimpse of that glory through us too. Amen. Amen and amen.